Leia had sensed her husband's Force presence almost from the minute he entered the building, and shortly afterward realized that Zek, Lando, and Dorvan were with him. When they approached her cell, dragging an unconscious Zek between them, she smiled at them, folded her arms, and simply said,
"What took you so long?"
"Short guard," was all Han said.
He deactivated the force field, took two long strides forward, and swept his wife up in his arms for a deep kiss.
"Not to intrude, ma'am," said Dorvan, "but time is of the essence."
Leia pulled away, her hand still on Han's chest.
"Of course," she said. "What's the plan?"
"This," said Lando.
He tossed a small data chip to Zek, who caught it. The two men immediately began opening cell doors, and Leia sensed joy and relief from her fellow inmates. Most of them were, like her, unjustly being held. But not all.
"We can open 12 cells with these, including yours," Lando said. "That's gonna make for a very good distraction."
"Follow me,"
Dorvan said. Alarms were starting to ring now. Han grabbed Leia's hand, and together, they all raced down the corridor. Zek and Leia used the Force to gently, and sometimes not so gently, shove aside the throngs of their fellow escapees. Finally, Dorvan skidded to a halt and turned to face...
"A blank wall?"
Leia said. But as soon as the words left her lips, she knew she was wrong. She could sense openness on the other side.
"A hidden door."
"Exactly," Dorvan said.
He pressed something to the door, and its outline appeared for a moment before it slid open. Just as they moved to go through, they heard someone yell,
"Hey! A door!"
Han swore, turned around, and fired a blaster into the crowd. Three beings dropped unconscious. Leia motioned as well, sending two beings hurtling backward to smash into several others. Then they were through, and the door was closed.
"Now,"
Dorvan said, a few hairs slightly out of place, but otherwise looking as calm as ever.
"This is where we part company. The door to the Jedi Temple Gardens is 41A. It's a bit tricky to get to, but just keep going down the way we came until you find it. I must return to the senatorial debate."
"Thank Padnal for us. That's a long time to talk about whether or not to put a tax on exotic fruit."
Dorvan sobered slightly.
"His speech is actually somewhat different than what we had planned on. Senator Suldar has challenged his ability to continue in office. He's nominated Roki Kam."
"I'm surprised,"
Han said.
"I'd expect that Slimo to nominate another one of his hangers-on."
"I did too," Dorvan said. "But either way, Ovan is talking to buy you time. Use it well."
"Thanks, Wynn. I won't forget this," said Leia, squeezing his hand.
Han clapped him on the back.
"Beneath that neatly pressed exterior, you got a heart of a rogue and a pirate, Dorvan," he said.
"Please, Captain Solo. There's no call for insults."
Han grinned. Then the four of them headed toward freedom.